as you mentioned, the Oncotype has really been tested in ER-positive, node-negative patients. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting, both for the premenopausal patient and postmenopausal patient?
The postmenopausal patient is much easier. In the postmenopausal patient, we now have guidance from the ASCO technology assessment and from NCCN saying that the aromatase inhibitors should be employed. So the question becomes, do you put a woman on aromatase inhibitors at the time of diagnosis? And there's data favoring both anastrozole and letrozole. Do you put them on tamoxifen and switch to the aromatase inhibitors 2 to 3 years into their course of tamoxifen? And there's data from 3 good clinical trials supporting either aromacin or anastrozole in that setting. Or do you wait 5 years of tamoxifen and then put the woman on an aromatase inhibitor for an additional 5 years? And there's data supporting that strategy with letrozole. So clearly any of those options tend to be in play across the country, and different clinicians have a belief in one or the other, but no one has looked at trials to say that one of those approaches is better. I tend to be an early user of aromatase inhibitor, so I am likely to start the woman on an aromatase inhibitor at the time of diagnosis. And I believe that if you can prevent that recurrence, you're going to really benefit that woman. But again, not every physician across the country is of the same belief. So some physicians are still switching in mid-course, and some physicians are still using it after 5 years of tamoxifen.